Curry, crossover, three-pointer. Bang!
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs get the game one win in round two of the NBA playoffs against the Houston Rockets. Steve Kerr, not waiting to counterpunch, he goes for it in game one. KD, another solid game. How do Steph and Klay play on these sore ankles? I'll put it that way. And, of course, someone's complaining about officiating. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. If you're looking for Locked On Warriors, go ahead and download the new podcasting app, Himalaya. Himalaya is awesome. It gives you personally curated playlists and is adding brand new top-of-the-line features every single day. And not only that, definitely look for Locked On Warriors. But regardless of what team you're a fan of in just about every sport, the Locked On Podcast Network's got you covered. Major League Baseball, NFL, after a big draft weekend, go hear what they have to say about what happened in the NFL draft. You can listen to their mock draft, see how many they got right. We got NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, college sports. We got them all covered. So go check out what we're offering here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's game, it was a good one. It was a good one. I am definitely annoyed at something that came out of it, which I will get to soon enough. But first off, I just want to start with Steve Kerr. And I mentioned in the intro that he did not wait to play his cards. He did not wait for the need to counterpunch. He retaliated first. If people know what that's from, it's a really corny line. But he goes with the starting lineup of the Hamptons Five. And I love it. I love it. It's a move that he made, I think, to send a message to his team partially, but also because it's the best lineup they have, best lineup to go against James Harden and Chris Paul and the Houston Rockets. They weren't the dominating force that they can be, but the Hamptons Five, which is, just for people who don't know, is Steph, Klay, KD, Andre Iguodala, and Draymond Green at the center. And like I said, they weren't the crazy dominating group that we've seen them be at times, but they also went plus six in 25 minutes. And, you know, Steve Kerr, he got some flack for not going to them in game five against the Clippers. Because Steve Kerr, he, you know, usually goes with the philosophy of, you know, you counter things. You don't just go to them for no reason. You wait until you're in trouble and then you do it. And so I just figure I don't want to bash him too much for not going to it in game five against the Clippers, but if you want to, you can look at it and say, well, if they did it in game five, then there wouldn't have been game six, which means Steph and Klay wouldn't have rolled their ankles. But that's a lot of hindsight. And also, you never know what happens. That's the other thing. You never know what can happen. That's something else I'll get to in a little bit. I think it's the butterfly effect. But just the idea that, okay, so let's say they wrap it up in game five. Does that mean Steph and Klay won't roll their ankles in game one of the second round, you know, and just, yeah. So I'll get into that a little bit more, but just about the idea that certain plays or things in a game can change everything, which, I mean, I guess, I don't know. See, I know I'm just rambling. And when I was just trying to give Steve Kerr some credit, now I'm losing it. But Kerr does deserve credit for going for it. Not just Kerr, the entire coaching staff. He usually is laid back and just, well, you know, our players and our philosophy and our system will win. And he did not do that today. He went with the Hamptons Five, and I love the move. And I do think it is a message to his team that we're going all out to win this one. And so I loved it. So here are my notes from the game. Like I said, Andre got the start. Draymond was locked in, man. I mean, it seems like I'm just saying the same thing every game, but it's because he's been playing so damn well. He finished with 14-9-9. So one assist and one rebound away from having a good game. So for all those triple-double truthers out there, I still find that funny, you guys. I don't know if you guys do, but I definitely do. So anyways, came out aggressive. Draymond was aggressive out the gates. He was getting to the hoop. And again, he's really capitalizing on the fact that teams are selling out on KD and Steph and double-teaming them, etc. Iguodala was a little aggressive, had two early fouls, which was tough. There was a sequence where they had a chance to push the lead up to 11 and instead had back-to-back-to-back turnovers. Houston scored five straight. And the turnovers were awful today. They were awful. I think they had 20 turnovers in the game, which is their at least their third game in the playoffs where they've had 20 turnovers. And you guys have heard me say it before. I don't care about turnovers if the other team is playing lockdown defense. That's not the case with these. These are slapstick, unfocused, just dumb turnovers. They had eight turnovers in the first 7 minutes of this game. And that really, really did them in, really screwed them to start the game. They had eight turnovers and seven made field goals about halfway through the first quarter. That's not good. That's my basketball mind right there, you guys. It's not good. Kevon Looney checked in. He had a good game. He scored six straight as soon as he checks in, including a little mid-range jumper. That mid-range is looking nice for him, which is a positive for the Dubs, obviously. Anything they can get from Kevon, whether it's in the paint or outside the paint, is a positive. In the second quarter, a little bit more of the same. They started the second quarter with KD, Clay, Sean Livingston, Alphonso McKinney, and Andrew Bogut. These started the second and fourth units they're putting out there just aren't great. They aren't great. I mean, they went minus three in 5 minutes, which is about the best you can hope for with these second quarter, fourth quarter lineups that they're putting out there. So, I don't know. Hopefully it's not something that will hurt them, but initially you just got to try and tread water. An update on the turnovers, it turned out to be 11 turnovers in 16 minutes. So it was bad. It was really bad. KD had a sequence where he had two straight turnovers, and then Steph turned it over right after that. So it was three straight turnovers again, and Eric Gordon hit a couple threes, and the Warriors blew a 9-point lead going into halftime, allowing Houston to tie it. Again, turnovers. Turnovers, free throws, offensive rebounds are what can kill the Warriors and basically what did hurt the Warriors today. It was a pretty slow first half for the Warriors. The turnovers killed them. But just in the sense, it was slow in the sense that no one really had any big quarters or anything. It was pretty standard. Draymond went off in the first. He had 8 points in the first. Like I said, he was being aggressive and driving to the hoop. And he's just been so damn good that I don't know about you guys. I didn't see this coming. He did have three turnovers in the first quarter, though. Again, have to clean it up. KD finished the game. And he had four of them in the first half. So pretty slow first half. Again, the turnovers were killing them. 13 turnovers overall. In the first half, that forces them to go into halftime tied 53-53. Going to take one quick break, come back, get to the rest of the game, some post-game sound. As much as I hate it, we're going to have to talk about the officiating a little bit because, sadly, it is a major topic, and I hate it. But we're good. We got to do it. We got to. It's our obligation. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over the first half of this game for the Warriors, and it was ugly. It was ugly, the turnovers, the fouls, the free throws for Houston. Not great. Not great. Houston was also doing their Houston thing, where it's either threes or layups, and they actually took 28 threes in the first half. Warriors took 9. And I'm on the side of the Warriors. Take threes when they're there. Don't force them like the Rockets. But we'll see if that three discrepancy continues throughout the rest of this series. In the third, the Dubs came out pretty good. Pretty good. A couple more slapstick turnovers. There was one where they got a turnover on their own defensive end. And I think Andre's trying to kick it up to Clay. He's just not even looking. Bounces off his back and that turns out to be a turnover. It was bad. KD had a great third. He went for 15 points in the third on 4 of 6 shooting. Got to the line 9 times. So he was able to get to the line a lot today. He ended up with, 13 free throws, I believe? Maybe 15? Doesn't matter. Either way, he was getting to the line and knocking them down, even though he did miss a couple of them, which felt weird. But then again, you look at the totals and you're like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's allowed to miss, 2 or 3 out of 15. So it was 15. He was 12 of 15 from the free throw line. P.J. Tucker picked up his fourth foul with 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the third. And that's when KD started going off. He got 10 points out of that. I'd love to see them try and get some switches off of P.J. Tucker for KD. We'll see if they're able to do that. But P.J. Tucker did a solid job. He does bother KD. But when KD was off of him, he was able to get it going. Klay Thompson was aggressive on the boards, which is good to see because he's not known for it. But with his size, especially when Houston downsizes and you have a 6'4 center out there in P.J. Tucker and, Daniel House is the tallest guy out there, Klay is taller than Daniel House. So he needs to get on the boards, and he was doing that today. Steph, again, picked up his fourth foul with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left in the third. I know he's not going to hear this. I want to scream at him. What the hell are you doing? Bad, stupid, careless fouls that hurt the team. He needs to be out there. Even though he didn't have his best offensive game or most efficient game, the last shot he hit proves why he needs to be out there, because he can do things that other people can't do, even when he's not playing well, even when he's, potentially injured. Look, I'm not going to go through the injury excuse. If other people want to make excuses, cool. There can't be excuses for basketball games. You're still playing 48 minutes. You still have five guys on your team out on the court at all time. There's no excuses. I'll explain that a little bit more when we get to the officiating, because it's pathetic that the Rockets complained the way they did after the game. Steph, like I said, picked up his fourth foul, driving me absolutely insane. I can't imagine Kerr's very happy with it. Harden started getting some calls once. So I'll touch on it right now. The refs were not calling fouls on threes that Harden believed he should have gotten. There were probably a couple that he could have gotten. But it also wasn't as egregious as Mike Breen was making it sound. I'm a little upset with Mike Breen because he made this a major topic during the game. I know Mike Breen's not going to hear this, but I thought he really overdid it, and now it's a major topic of conversation, not the fact that the Warriors were able to win game one, or that Harden went 9 of 28, or that, Steph and Clay played on injured ankles, or that KD had another great game. No, we're talking about officiating, which really pisses me off. There were a couple missed calls, but at the same time, ABC was showing all the potentially missed calls on Harden, but they weren't showing all the ones that could have been missed on the Warriors. And I'm not saying there's bias or anything. What I'm trying to say is missed calls don't cost you the game. You still have 48 minutes. Don't go 9 of 28. Don't take ridiculous threes all the time. Don't play poor defense. Don't switch Nene onto Kevin Durant and to Steph Curry. And on the other end, Warriors, don't turn the ball over 20 times. Regardless of who won this game, either team was going to come out like they feeling like they stole a game, because neither team played well enough to really say they won the game, that they pulled that win away. It was really a bad showing for both teams, honestly. But the idea about the officiating, I hate it. And the Rockets leaned into it after the game, too. And D'Antoni and Harden and Chris Paul were all crying about it after the game. And now it's going to be a topic of conversation. And it just is the absolute worst. But I went into that to say that Harden started getting calls. They started calling some of the really weak, you know, hand check stuff. And it really just slowed the game down completely. When Steph did go to the bench at 4 minutes and 4 seconds, the Dubs went +7 without him on the court, which is huge for them. Because like I said, even when he's not playing well, his presence out there still has a positive effect just because of his gravity. So the Dubs win the third, 30-23. Going into the fourth, they're up 83-76. To start the fourth, it was Steph, Clay, Sean Livingston, Alphonso McKinney, and Kevon Looney. There was a sequence where Steph drives to the hoop, great play, finishes, great play on his part. Very next possession, he takes a 35-footer, bricks it. It's just, he goes for these daggers that just don't make sense to me. And I don't know. He didn't have a very good game. Did hit a big shot late, but he did not have a very good game. And that was a sequence that just really kind of exemplified it. Because we've seen it for the last week or two where he acts like he's hitting a 30-point shot, taking a 40-footer with 18 seconds left. And yeah, he has the ability to knock him down, but especially in a series against the Rockets, man, he's got to be smarter. He's got to be smarter. He picked up his fifth foul at 8 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third. Like, Steph was just playing bad, and the fouls are unforgivable. He needs to be smarter than that. He's way too valuable to be doing this stuff. So Steph comes out for a couple minutes. Clay has a sequence where he misses back-to-back wide-open threes in the same sequence. Good job to get the offensive rebound by the Warriors, but Clay missed both shots. And actually, this forced Nene to come in a little bit because D'Antoni was trying to fix the rebounding. They were losing the rebounding battle. The Dubs were getting after the boards. Late in the game, Clay gave up an and one with up five with 40 seconds left. Just another bad play. And the officiating was a little erratic because it starts, they're not calling stuff, and then they start calling everything. I don't know. The play I was talking about at the end of the game is where Steph gets Nene on a switch. So, who was it? Harden was at the line, I believe. Knocks down the free throw, and they check. Nene checks in between free throws, which was a really weird call because even Van Gundy said, he's like, all right, well, if I'm the Warriors, I'm putting Nene in the pick and roll immediately. And that's exactly what the Warriors did. Steph had the ball in his hands. As soon as KD saw that Steph got the switch onto Nene, you can see KD waving him off saying, you attack, you take this, you got this. Great moment because it's, you know, confidence in your teammate, confidence in one of the best players in the world. But I thought it was pretty awesome. Steph, couple crossovers, sidestep three, bang, Warriors up five with 24.3 left. The end of the game, crazy sequence at the end of the game. Harden, they give up an easy dunk for Harden, just making sure they don't give up the three, call the timeout, come back. They get the ball into KD, and they trap him, which I think is a great, great technique, great move. I always like trapping more than fouling, I mean, depending on time permitting. And Chris Paul actually comes up with the steal, and he drives, kicks it out to Harden, who gets a pretty good look. Draymond, solid contest, and this is one of the ones where, complaining about the officiating, this one was not a foul. Harden jumped about 4 feet forward to try and pick up the foul. Good contest. Who is it? Paul actually gets the rebound, starts dribbling it out, trying to reset. I think he tries to pass it to Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's out of bounds. Just a real bleep show. Bottom line, it was a turnover. Warriors get the ball back. Chris Paul starts yelling at the official. He gets teed up again. He's gone, ejected from the game. There's some talk about he might have made contact with the official, which is something that I'm sure the league will look at and everyone else will look at too. I didn't see enough that he'd be suspended for the next game, but again, they will look at it, so we'll see. But bottom line, Warriors get the win, 104-100. They're up one. This game really reminded me of the game one of the 2018 finals, where, you know, LeBron went off, and no, James Harden didn't go off in this game, but basically they had a chance, just like in the 2018 finals, game one, had a chance to win it. And the Warriors, I guess you could say, didn't exactly deserve to win the game. Like I said, neither team deserved to win this game. Neither team outplayed the other so much so that, you know, one team would feel super vindicated about the win. They both played poorly. But it reminds me of that game one where the Warriors were able to pull it out. Ecstatic. You're up 1-0. Hopefully this knocks some little sense into them to where they're not turning the ball over 20 times. They're going to have to adjust to the officiating because I can't imagine that it's not going to change moving forward, especially after the hissy fits that D'Antoni and Harden and Chris Paul threw during and post-game. But Warriors are up 1-0. That's all that matters. No amount of complaining is going to change that. Going to take one more break, come back, go over some of the scores from today and this weekend, and then wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's going on? The Spurs lost to the Nuggets in Game 7. Nuggets are moving on. They're going to be taking on the Portland Trail Blazers in the second round. And I don't know who's going to come out of that. I guess I would pick Portland initially. And out of the two, I think Portland would have a better shot against Golden State or Houston. I don't know how good of a shot that is anyways, but I think they'd have a better shot. Kawhi puts up 45 against the Sixers to take game one of that series, which is a great start for Toronto, not just because they get the win, but because they have their playoff demons. And getting that game one win with Kawhi going off definitely maybe helps exercise some of those. What else happened? The Celtics got a 22-point win over the Bucks, which is interesting on a number of levels. Are the Celtics becoming the team that I've and a lot of other people kind of thought they could, where they're all that talent kind of rises to the top? Or is it just a one-game thing where, you know, they were able to slow down Giannis, he didn't have a good game, and then we'll see what happens moving forward? I don't know. But I always thought the Celtics would be the best team, best opponent, best chance against the Warriors, and still believe it. But just whether they'll get to that level or not is the real question. So we will see. Some more stuff came out about the officiating. I don't even want to go over it. We're not going to talk about it. Forget it. Rockets can cry all they want about it. They lost. I wish I could mute the Rockets. Like, you know when you mute someone on Twitter and then just the complaints and all the BS they say just goes into a black hole? I wish I could do that with the Rockets. But we can't. I'm sure you can read all the articles about the complaints about officiating. I'd so much rather talk about basketball, which is what we'll continue to do here on Locked On Warriors. Come back tomorrow for another episode on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.